Here I am, sweetheart.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome.
Daddy, will you take me out for ice cream later?
Of course, Pumpkin.
And will you buy me a pony?
We'll see.
Who's your favorite?
You are, precious.
Who's your little princess?
Well, you are my little possum lips.
Who's your bestest only child?
You are Angelica.
That's right, Daddy.
I'll see you later, sweetheart.
Don't forget about the pony!
It's Blue.
Blue, that means...
We're going to have another baby.
Oh, that's wonderful, darling. Just think, a new baby.
I should make an appointment with the doctor to have an official test. Jonathan, it turned blue. Yes, I'm excited for me, too.
A new baby. Oh, Angelica will be so excited when she hears the news. Angelica!
What?
Could you come in here for a minute, please, honey?
What'd I do?
Nothing, darling. But your mommy and I have something to tell you.
Well, okay, but can you hurry up? Gilligan's on in 5 minutes.
Go ahead, Charlotte. You tell her.
All right, darling. Well, you see, sweetheart, mommy and daddy are, wait, the thing is...
Angelica, mommy's gonna have another baby.
No, really. What did you want to tell me?
That's what we wanted to tell you. Mommy's gonna have a baby.
Come on.
It's true, Angelica. I'm having a baby.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm having a baby, and you're going to have a little brother or sister.
Won't that be nice?
Now listen to me, Jonathan. This baby's going to mean changes, big changes. I'm going to need to turn that office next to mine into a nursery. Huh? Well, you can use the copy room.
Mommy, I want to go to the toy store.
Later, honey. Mommy has a lot of work to do planning for the new baby. Anyway, Jonathan, I want to push up that conference in Singapore so I won't be traveling in my 9th month.
Daddy, I want to go to the toy store.
Huh? Not today, dear. Daddy has to do some budgeting for the new baby. Well, looks like we may have to make a few sacrifices around here.
Sacrifices?
Well, you know, the new baby will need clothes and food and toys. You and Mommy and I may have to give up a few things to make room.
What's wrong, Angelica?
Nothing.
Are you sure nothing's wrong?
Yeah, I'm sure. Go on, little Tommy. Go play with your little friends.
Hey, Tommy, me and Lil are gonna go out and look for worms. You wanna come?
Nah, you go ahead.
Okay, we'll save you a big juicy one.
Come on, Angelica, what's the matter? Well, see, I have this friend.
Uh-huh.
And this friend is the only little kid in her family.
Uh-huh.
And now my friend's mommy's gonna have a new baby.
That's great, Angelica.
I don't know if it's so great, Tommy.
Why not?
I was thinking about when you were born. All the grown-ups were fussing over you, always talking to you and changing your diapers and feeding you and buying you toys and stuff.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I was thinking that when the new baby comes, my friend might not get the same attention she usually gets. Everybody will be fussing over the new baby too much.
I see what you mean. Well, at least it's happening to your friend and not to you.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Angelica. Oh, I just heard the good news. You're going to have a new baby brother or sister. Oh, you must be so excited.
Yeah, I'm real excited.
You are going to get to be a big girl now and help out around the house. Your mommy and daddy are going to be so busy with the new baby, feeding the baby and changing the baby and playing with the baby. They won't have time for anything else. Oh, excuse me, Angelica.
That's funny, Angelica. Your friend's getting a new baby, and you're getting a new baby, too.
Tommy?
Yeah?
You're a dope. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, sweetheart.
What are you watching?
Wall Street Review.
Oh.
Is there something you wanted?
Oh, no. Just to be with you. I've been thinking, maybe we shouldn't have a baby right now.
But Angelica...
It's just that it's a lot of work and everything, and I'd consider it a personal favor if you didn't have a baby right now.
Honey, there's really nothing I can do about
it. Please, Mommy, pretty, 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 please!
Angelica, I told you there's nothing I can do. When the baby comes, it comes, and that's all there is to it. Hello? Jonathan, where have you been? I want you to call the hospital. Yeah, find out if we can get a fax set up in the delivery room. No, it should be plain paper. I can't be unrolling memos while I'm trying to get my breathing right, can I?
We're back and we're taking more calls. I'm Dr. Daniel Prescott. If you've got a family problem, difficulty communicating, something you can't seem to talk about with friends, call me now at 555-5555.
This is Angelica. I have to talk to the doctor. We'll tell him to hurry.
We have a call. Benji, you're on the air.
Hello, doctor. You've got to help me. My brother thinks he's a goat.
Angelica, you're on the air.
Hello, doctor. I got a problem.
How old are you, sweetheart?
19.
Come on now, Angelica. Tell me the truth.
12?
Now, Angelica. You don't sound 12.
Okay, fine. I'm 7.
7. My, you're a big girl using the phone all by yourself.
Yeah. Listen, doctor. You got to help me.
What's your problem?
It's about my mommy.
Yes?
Well, she's doing something kind of silly.
Do you want to tell the doctor what it is?
She's going to have a baby. See, I'm worried that when the new baby comes, they're not going to have enough time for me.
I see.
What should I do?
Well, Angelica, I think I can help you. Are you listening, dear?
Yes, doctor, I'm listening.
All right, now, what you need to do is stand back and take a good look in the mirror. You need to understand that there are other people in the world. Things don't revolve around you. You need to learn to share and let others take the spotlight once in a while. What do you say to that? Angelica?
What a quack.
I just can't stop thinking about the baby.
I know, darling, I know.
Look, Daddy, I ate my peas!
Yeah, it's fine, sweetheart. I just thought of something. Where is the baby gonna sleep?
Well, there's the study, there's the guest room, and then there's Angelica's room.
Oh, I just can't stop thinking about the new baby. I know, darling, I know. Boy, what a chip. All they talk about is the new baby. What am I, chopped slivers? Ooh, baby, big deal. What's so great about a new baby? All they do is beat up their oatmeal and burp. Drool. Babies, who needs them?
Honey, isn't he adorable?
Oh, he sure is. Coochie, 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 coochie.
You are? Coochie, Mommy? Coochie.
Who are you?
It's me, Angelica.
Who?
Angelica, your daughter.
Oh, yeah, our old kid. I remember now.
Listen, I'm glad you're here. You can watch your brother while we go call the newspapers and tell them we've got the greatest baby in the world.
I'm the new baby. I'm the new baby, and you're the old baby, see? And you better get something straight right off the bat. There ain't room in this house for the both of us.
Mommy!
What's wrong?
The new baby, it talked to me. It said mean things to me.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You know babies can't talk.
Charlotte, you're right. It'll be perfect for the new baby.
Oh, by the way, we're moving the new baby into your room and giving him all your toys.
Huh? But where will I sleep?
From now on, this will be your room.
But this is the laundry room.
And we were too busy with the new baby to make you dinner, but here's a piece of cheese. And when the dryer stops, you can fold the towels.
But Mommy, I can't believe this. They've forgotten about me. They don't love me anymore. Huh?
Hey, what are you doing here, sister? I thought I told you to scram.
Ooh, mama.
I warned you to get out, but you wouldn't listen. Now I'm gonna have to teach you a lesson.
Get out!
Where's my big sister? Come out, wherever you are.
Angelica, wake up, wake up!
Don't eat me! Where is he? Where's the new baby?
You were having a bad dream, honey. Everything's okay now.
A bad dream?
That's right.
Oh, Daddy, it was horrible. The new baby came and he was big and scary and he didn't have any teeth. Oh, Daddy, I don't want to have a new baby. I don't want to be ignored and have to live in the laundry room.
Is that what's been bothering you? Oh, Angelica, that's silly. Don't you know how much your mother and I care about you? You're our first baby, and no matter what happens, we'll always love you and take care of you. No one can ever take your place.
Really, Daddy?
Of course. sweetheart. Now go back to sleep and no more bad dreams. Angelica, your mother and I have something we need to talk to you about.
What did I do?
Nothing, sweetheart. It's just that I went to the doctor this morning and it turns out I'm not going to have a baby after all.
You mean I'm not going to have a little brother or sister?
Well, not right now.
Gee, that's too bad, Mommy. I was just starting to think it would be nice to have a little baby around.
I'm sorry, Angelica.
Metallotron finds us.
Yeah, Johnny, but where are we gonna hide?
Don't you now, Mega Hyper Heroes. Without your two cohorts, you are nothing. But seriously, now nothing can stop me from taking over the world's supply of oxygen.
She's right, Marco. If only Diana and Ricky were here, then we could put our rings together and become the Mega Hyper Heroes.
Looking for us?
Sorry, we're late.
We've been in South America saving the rainforests.
Quick, it's time to use Mega Hyper Power.
Marco, Johnny, Diana, and Ricky put their rings together and become the Mega Hyper Heroes. Defenders of the Universe. The Changeling, with the power to transform into any animal. Flamo, able to ignite himself with a single click. Ms. Invisible. And the Bolt, with the strength of two men.
Okay, Mega Hyper Heroes, we've got a Metallotron to recycle.
Of the Mega Hyper Heroes? Has Metallotron finally chromed them? Tune in next week, Mega Hyper fans, for the conclusion of this exciting episode.
Boy, I love that Metallotron. She's my favorite character.
But Angelica, she's bad. She's the love of oxygen off the Earth, and she's keeping it all for herself.
So, what's wrong with that?
And she captured all the Mega Diaper Heroes, and she won't let them go.
Don't worry, Chucky. The Mega Diaper Heroes will escape.
No, they won't. Hey!
Give them back, Angelica. Those are ours.
Well, they're mine now.
That's not fair. Those are our Mega Diaper Hero dolls.
I wish there was some way we could get them back.
It's too bad we aren't big and strong and can fly around like the real Mega Diaper Heroes.
Yeah, then maybe we could beat Angelica and get our dolls back.
Hey, you guys, maybe we can.
Huh?
Sure. I mean, what do Mega Diaper Heroes got that we don't got?
Superpowers?
Let's go.
A TV show?
Oh, besides all that.
The Magic Rings!
Exactly! When Tommy and Chucky and Phil and Lil put their magic rings together, they become...
The Mega Diaper Babies!
But Tommy, we don't have any magic rings.
No, but we got these. All we gotta do is put our teething rings together and kaboom! We'll turn into the Mega Diaper Babies!
Somehow it seems like there should be more to it than that.
Mega Diaper Babies!
Mega Diaper Babies!
Mega Diaper Babies!
Come on, Chucky.
Oh, all right. Mega Diaper Babies.
A bolt of lightning, a clap of thunder, and it's the Mega Diaper Babies to the rescue! Changing Baby, Spitball Boy, Dotted Line Girl, and Stinky, who smells as strong as two babies.
Hey, why do I have to be Stinky?
Quiet, Chucky. Being Stinky's an honor.
Well, then why don't you be Stinky?
Because I'm Changing Baby.
Oh, brother, what a bunch of dopes. They think they're gonna save the Mega Hyper Heroes. Well, they got another thing coming, right, Cynthiatron? Cynthiatron? I order you to answer me when I talk to you.
Geo Cynthiatron. Answer me. Geo Herb, answer me.
Yes, Buster.
There, that's better. Now prepare for battle. Order out my robot army. Unleash my zombie warriors. Release our secret weapon and get me more cheese balls.
But Tom, I have to be changing baby. How are we going to find that mega diaper guys anyway?
Don't worry, Stinky. They got to be around here somewhere.
Not so fast. Diaper snots, just where do you think you're going?
We're going to free the mega diaper heroes and get back the world's supply of oxygen.
Yeah, so move over, Angelotron.
Ha! Who's gonna make me?
We are
the mega diaper babies.
Stinky.
Don't make me laugh. You babies are no match for my secret weapon. The Robo Buster.
Hey, guys, this is just a vacuum cleaner. Come on, let's forget those dolls and go play something else.
It's not a vacuum cleaner. It's the evil Robo Buster. And we're not going to play something else. Not until we find out where Angelotron's hiding the Mega Diaper Heroes so we can save them.
Yay!
So, they want more, do they?
Cynthiatron, call out my flying aminals.
Cynthiatron?
Yes, Buster.
Changing, baby. These cliffs are high.
Not too high. Let's go.
Pretty neat lightning, huh? Get up, boys!
There's no way we can save the Mega Diaper Heroes now.
Yeah, that was a good try.
Yeah, let's play something else.
Play something else? Play something else? I can't believe you guys.
What do you mean, Tommy?
When Magellatron tried to steal all the water in the ocean, did the Mega Diaper Heroes play something else? When the evil Germaniac tried to blow up the universe, did the Mega Diaper Heroes play something else? No! Whenever the Earth needed them, they've been there! Well, now they need us! And I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure not gonna play something else!
You're right, Tommy!
Yeah, we're with you!
Well, Chucky, what about you?
Just answer one thing for me, Tommy. Just one thing.
Why do I always have to be stinky? Well, there it is, guys. All we gotta do is go up there, beat Angelotron, and free the Mega Diaper Heroes.
But how, Tommy? Angelotron's got the place guarded all over.
This looks like a job for Dotted Line Girl.
Good luck, Dotted Line Girl. Those babies ought to be here any minute now. And then they can join their other superhero friends.
You'll never get away with this, Angelotron.
Ah, shut up, you dumb doll.
Heroes.
Thanks, Mega Diaper Babies. You've saved us from the evil Angelotron.
There's no time for that now, Changeling. You've got to get the world supply of oxygen back.
He's right, Johnny. Let's go.
Goodbye, our friends.
And thank you.
Take care. And so, thanks to a little help from the four super babies, the good guys win once again. Tune in next week, fans, for the newest adventures of the Mega Hyper Heroes.
Fridays are incredible. Fridays are amazing. How can Nicktoons Network make Fridays even more incredible than they already are?
Cause for action.
With incredible Fridays. 3-hour marathons of the best Nicktoons every Friday at 4. On the next Incredamazable Friday, it's a Danny Phantom marathon with a Danny Phantom premiere.
I'm going ghost!
3 straight hours of the ghost fighter who moonlights as a teenager. Incredamazable Fridays, next Friday at 4, only on Nicktoons Network.
Yeah!